Morning, guys. How
Morning.
We doing?
Doing
We're
well.
Doing very well. The Radiothon off to a, I would say, a big success. Close in here in just over, you know, 4.5 hours. Wrapping it up again. And I know this is something that is so important to you and to Dee with the Cleveland Browns Foundation. And why is it so important to you guys?
Well, I think several reasons. The Radiothon is a great fundraiser. It's the biggest fundraiser for the Cleveland Browns Foundation. And I think everybody is aware that Dee and I match whatever the Radiothon raises. So it's a very important event. But I think more than just the Radiothon, Dee and I were both raised by our parents that you don't want to be takers. You want to be givers and givers back. And I think early on we said that we want to be involved in this community, involved in Northeastern Ohio, involved in Cleveland. And this is a great way for us to get involved and to give back.
And the Radiothon is just a small part of what you do. $10 million to the Breakthrough Schools. Almost $4 million this past spring to refurbish the 5 CMSD high school football fields. Nearly $1 million of investment through the foundation annually to all the charitable organizations we've spent time talking to, like the Ginn Academy. We've heard about the Kindergarten Club, the Sparkle Effect Cheerleaders, the Adapted Football League. You got a community relations arm of the Browns, which is separate from the foundation, also invests over $500,000 in the community. And then the Browns invest another $2 million to the NFL grant program. So just an absolutely massive financial and time commitment from you guys here with the Browns and the foundation in this community and Northeast Ohio. And I know it's only been a couple of years, but already the successes are many. What's probably been your biggest success, you'd say, from a community standpoint?
Well, it's interesting. Dee has done a great job of having us, rather than be involved an inch deep and a mile wide, in narrowing our focus primarily on youth activities, education, youth football, et cetera. And the thing that has gotten the most attention of anything we've done, and we did it back in Tennessee and we've done it here in Ohio, is given the 5 football fields. I mean, that has garnered massive attention.
Yeah.
And we're happy and we're looking to potentially expand that. On the other hand, I think we believe at heart that education is the key to every young person's future, and that certain young people may not have the opportunity other young people do in education. And we think charter schools level that playing field and give everybody an equal opportunity. And I'll be honest, some of the opportunities some kids have are a grave civil injustice in the United States. It's underreported. It's not talked about. But we talked about giving everybody a fair start. We think charter schools do that. It will play out over a longer period of time, but we're really excited about our involvement in Breakthrough Schools.
Yeah, and the Cleveland Browns Foundation mission is to identify problems, help eliminate barriers so that all students have access to a high-quality education regardless of zip code, race, or disability. And from the people that have come through and we've gotten to talk to, we certainly are seeing that.
We definitely are. And Jimmy, if you could just please talk about, you know, your wife leads the initiative, but just talk about Renee Harvey and her team, because they're the behind-the-scenes workers that help facilitate, you know, these, you know, large sums of money and being out on the field, getting the players out there as well to be the forefront of this community, but an extension of the Cleveland Browns as an organization.
Yeah, let's go in reverse. Our players do a great job of, I think you've had several on the show.
We have, yeah.
Of participating on the show. Every Tuesday we have players out in the community helping some good cause. And all too often, all people read about in the press is that so-and-so did something wrong. And I will tell you, we've got, counting the practice squad, 63 young men that I will stack up against any 63 young men in the country. They're not perfect, but neither is any other sampling of 63. They're not only good footballs and good football players and good athletes, but they are good people, and they understand how fortunate they are to play in the NFL. They understand the platform the NFL gives them and the ability that helps to give them back. So we're really proud of them. You mentioned Renee. She's an absolute star. She's underappreciated, I think, both internally and externally, but she is a real star. And she not only represents the foundation, but she represents our family in the community. Dee is out there a lot. I'm out there a little bit less, but primary interface with the community, with the Browns, and with our family is Renee. And she's smart, immensely capable, and we're lucky to have somebody like her on our team.
Has there been any unique experience that you've had through an opportunity with the foundation that has really kind of, you know, touched you and given you kind of even more motivation to continue to help here?
Now, I think I'll go back, and this was not through the foundation, but it has to do with the schools, is Dee had been telling me about Breakthrough Schools. It was our first year here, and we had a lot going on. We're trying to understand the community and learn the football business, et cetera, and she had me go to one of the breakthrough schools, and I think you all probably had this experience. You walk in, you know, in my world, whether it's a trucking company or a business, in this case it happened to be a school, and you can instinctively tell, okay, good things are happening here. And you look at these young people, and they're well-behaved, they're in uniform, they're, you know, toeing the line, they're yes sir, no sir, they look you in the eye, and that really, I turned to Dee and I said, all right, I got it, I'm sold, what do we need to help them? That's not necessarily foundation connected, but that's the single most transformational moment for me in this community, understanding, all right, this is something we can do to make a difference.
Let's talk transition a little bit here from the great things in the community to what we hope will be the great things on the football field with this Browns team. What's kind of been your experience now that, you know, Sashi is running the football operation, Hugh Jackson here, Paul DePodesta here, kind of all the collaboration that's working on the football side. What's kind of your state of the union, as it were, with this football operation?
Well, it's going to sound counterintuitive because after Sunday, which was a tough day for us, we didn't play well, and then Robert gets hurt and is out for an extended period of time. It was one of those days where if it could go wrong, it did go wrong, but that's part of football, and that's part of testing an organization and seeing what we're made of, so we accept that challenge. On the other hand, we feel great. I think we have one of the outstanding head coaches in the NFL. He's bright. He works hard. He connects well with players. He's intensely competitive. He wants to win, and I'm convinced he will win. And I think we're blessed in our front office with Sashi, with Paul, with A.B., Andrew Berry, with Ken Kovach to have another group of very smart, very talented people. And for the first time since we've been here, everybody's on the same page. Now, we were all very upset Sunday night and Monday. You learn in the NFL it is a long season, and by Monday afternoon, everybody had gotten the Philadelphia game and all the distaste out of our mouths, and we're ready to go on. And we've got a big home opener against one of our traditional rivals, a very good team, a very good organization, Baltimore. And you got to forget about Philadelphia and get ready for Baltimore. And we're excited. It's a home opener. It's a big day.
It definitely is a big day. And how much has Hugh Jackson and his ability to come in motivated each and every day, along with Sashi Brown and his ability to acquire young talent that becomes the future of the Cleveland Browns, really just added to the full-on culture change that Nathan and I feel almost on a daily basis, given the direction that the Cleveland Browns are going?
You guys have the ability to, and the good fortune to be in the building every day, and so you sense the difference. And I say this, Hugh relates well to everybody in the building and keeps everybody in the building fired up, which is important because your head coach is and should be the face of the organization, so he does a great job there. I think Sashi, Paul, and team have a good plan in place. I am the most impatient person in the world. I would like to win, you know, 13 games this year, but we've set a course. You know, we've got 17 rookies on the team. We've got 13 draft picks next year. You know, we could have two of the top 40 picks, or four of the top 40 picks. So we have a bright future in front of us. I would ask the fans to, and I know they've heard this before, to be patient, hang in there with us, but I'm optimistic that, hey, we may hit some bumps in the road this year. We may have to tough through some difficult situations, but we are on the right track and that we have the right people in place to produce the kind of team the fans here want. And you all have heard me say this before. Dee says this a lot. When we first bought the team, we wanted to win for ourselves. Having lived here now for almost 4 years, we still want to win for ourselves, but more than anything, we want to win for these great fans who deserve it.
They do.
They certainly do. Talking with the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam. And you talked about the great players and stacking up to 63 here. One of the best guys I've ever met in any capacity, certainly on NFL teams, Josh McCown. And when you have, and he's matching up to $13,000 every donation made to the Browns Foundation Radiothon and donating his time and making sure it goes to the Adapted Football League. But he's also a great guy to have in this building and on the field. And now, you know, in the NFL, as you said, the harsh realities, Robert Griffin III's hurt. How important is it to have a guy like Josh McCown here who can step in and play against the Ravens team that he defeated last year when he set the franchise record for passing yards in a game?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. Monday night when things calmed down, I called Robert first to just tell him, hey, we're thinking about him because I didn't see him here in the building. And it's a tough day. He had worked really hard to get back, come back from injuries, had played well, had been voted team captain,
yep.
I think, which surprised
him. Says a lot.
And which means a lot, those of us who play sports, to be voted captain by your peers is the highest honor I think you can get. And they had a great we had a great conversation. I think he accepts it. He's going to work hard to get back. I then called Josh, who was hanging out that night with both Terrell Pryor and with Josh Gordon. which made me feel good for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
But Josh McCown is as good a person as I've ever met anywhere. I mean, he's just incredible, and I see how unselfishly he works with the other quarterbacks, and that's the reason we kept him around. We didn't anticipate Robert getting hurt in the first game, and Josh, you know, maybe having to play the rest of the next 15 games. But I told his mom and dad, I said, listen, you have a – who came to watch one of our practices, you've done a great job raising a good athlete, but an even better job raising a good person. He's as good a person as I've ever met anywhere, anything. And we're fortunate to have him step in, and he's a good football player too. So we're disappointed for Robert and disappointed for the team, but we're excited to get Josh back on the field, anticipate him doing some good things. And, hey, it's not his first rodeo, and if you look, he's generally played well against Baltimore, so we'll knock on wood and hope that happens again. Right?
Yes, we certainly will. And you talked about some other guys, good guys and young guys, and some positives, I think, that did come out of that first game on the defensive side. Some of the draft picks, Carl Nassib, Emmanuel Ogba, Joe Schobert, Derek Kindred. And, you know, you look at the character you clearly want in this building. Two of those guys, Nassib and Schobert, were walk-ons, told they weren't good enough to play college football, and here they are coming and playing. And for a guy like Nassib getting a sack, which we saw all preseason in his first NFL game, how encouraging is it to see some of those young guys, when you talk about as young as you are, they're playing and coming out and having some early success?
Yeah, I think what's encouraging, Nassib played extremely well, but was even more encouraging to me to see how he competed. It was hot. You're on the road.
Yeah.
You up into Philadelphia. It's a hard place to play. It's a loud crowd. And I thought as the game went on, he got stronger and competed harder, which is not easy for young people to do. So that was exciting. I thought Emmanuel Ogba got off to a good start going against a very good left tackle for Philadelphia. So I thought he played well. Joe played well. Joe is used to winning games. He won a lot of games at Wisconsin. And I always go to the locker room afterwards, shake hands with the guys. He says, listen, this is unacceptable. We're going to win games, I promise you. I don't like losing, so it's good to hear that. And Derek Kindred, who you all have seen in practice, and who we think is going to be a very big player, has some things to learn, but had a couple of big hits out there, and he's going to be a good football player. So when four of your 11 are either starting or in the rotation and playing a lot, that's encouraging. And, of course, what we're looking to see is, do they get better week by week, and are they a lot better football players toward the end of the year than they are now? And we're optimistic they will be.
Well, Jimmy, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all you do for the community here in Northeast Ohio. And if there was one last message you'd like to leave the people with about the foundation, the Radiothon, and just what they can do to get involved here in the community, what would it be?
Yeah, I'd say two messages. First of all, the Radiothon, thank you for all your support. Please keep it up. As mentioned numerous times, Dee and I will match every dollar you give. So I promise you that that will happen. The money will be well used. The second thing I would say is we need your support. We need a great crowd there for Baltimore on Sunday afternoon. It's the home opener. It will be a big game. I promise you, Hugh will have the guys ready to go, and we need you there cheering for us. And as always, we appreciate our great fans and everything they do to support the Cleveland Browns.